You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and we've been talking about mouths on today's show. And we started the hour by discussing just how important the mouth is to so many aspects of our basic functioning. For example, eating and drinking. Like most of us, Steven Stelzer used to take that ability to chew and to swallow food for granted, until a strange medical condition changed his life dramatically. His son, Andrew Stelzer, is a regular contributor to our show, and he has this story.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. Hello? Hello, Dad?
When I tell people about my dad's situation, there's usually two main points that really get their attention. First, a low point, and then a high point, and then comes a whole bunch of questions. So first things first, my dad is not able to swallow correctly. And what I mean by that is that instead of going into his stomach, some of the food or liquid he swallows goes into his lungs, and he kept getting pneumonia from that. And as a result, he hasn't eaten or drank anything in over 2 years. Anything.
Do you remember the last meal you ate?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I love chicken. Maybe it was chicken. I don't know. People ask me, what do I want? And I tell them, the most things I want is a cold glass of water.
Water.
I see people drinking cold water, a bottle of cold water. That really hits me.
So that's the bad part. And if you're like most people, you're probably picturing my dad in a hospital bed, shriveled up, near death, with tubes running in and out of his body. So now comes the good part.
I went to the gym early this morning. I went on the elliptical machine for an hour. Then I came back and I saw a friend. And then I went to therapy.
Yes, you heard that right. My dad goes to the gym, hangs out with his friends, takes the subway around town, but he still can't eat or drink anything. And there's a good chance he will never eat or drink again. One of the most frustrating parts is there's been no diagnosis at all. He was tested for everything from ALS, MS, to Parkinson's. All the results were negative. So how can someone live without eating or drinking? My dad has a feeding tube inserted into his stomach. It requires a lot of maintenance, okay, which my stepmom helps out with.
Okay, stand up, honey.
Let me get the tape.
Scissors.
And the scissors.
Oh, and the cream.
Keeping that hole in his stomach healthy is really important. At this point, the hole is basically my dad's second mouth, so to speak.
We gotta do this, I guess.
Oh, looks what? Red.
What?
It's
this?
Red
here?
And it's not clean.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, we did this yesterday.
Well, Dr. Weber has to see it.
Every day, my dad uses what looks like a giant syringe to feed himself. And that word is in quotation marks. He feeds himself this white, gooey, nutritional supplement called Tucal. It takes 4 or 5 cans a day to give his body enough calories.
I guess you don't feel like you're eating, but do you feel like you're even feeding yourself? Or is it like you're just feeding the tube?
Feeding the tube. Feeding the tube. It's not feeding me.
When's the last time you've been hungry?
Probably just before I found out that I couldn't eat or drink. I don't know. A couple of years ago.
Watching him has made me realize how not being able to use a part of your body often means you have to pay a lot more attention to it. Like if you break your arm, you really have to take care of that arm in a way you never did before. For my dad, it's kind of like his mouth is sort of broken. So now a lot of his daily routine revolves around his mouth. He can't use water to brush his teeth. He has to go to the dentist more often because bacteria could end up in his lungs. He even has to take medicine to keep his mouth from generating too much saliva. That saliva could end up in his lungs.
My relationship to my mouth is that I took it for granted, and now it's a huge part of my life. My wife, Francie, and I do not go out for meals anymore. We used to. So I guess we save money on that. You know, people have worse things than this. You know, they have cancer and major heart disease, right?
That's true.
So everyone has something.
I understand what my dad is saying, and really, I'm in awe of how good an attitude he has about his situation, but I'm still trying to find an answer.
So has this changed your view of the medicine industrial complex or of mainstream medicine?
Absolutely, it has changed it. I was very naive. I grew up thinking that doctors were magicians, and you know they had answers to everything, and I was angry. I said, "What do you mean you can't figure it out? You're a doctor. I mean, how can I have this condition, and no one knows its cause? No one can even name it. I mean, it's primal. It's your mouth. You're born crying."
While I'm still hopeful that my dad will figure this out and we can go out to dinner for barbecued chicken someday, he's pretty much given up. And ironically, he's happier than he's been in years. It's sort of hard to imagine. It seems like such a miserable situation he's in. But I guess sometimes losing hope is a way to free yourself and find happiness in what you still have.
All right, so we'll Skype tomorrow, probably.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye. Take care. Bye.
That was Andrew Stelzer telling us about his dad, Steven Stelzer. Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.